It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you. And go Bears.
Let's dance. Let's party. Let's boogie.
It's Friday, Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. Everybody.
No better time to party and boogie than Kol Nidre. So we'll get on with that on the Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday, presented by your local Ford dealers and IDOT. It's not a game, Illinois.com. Thank yous to Ray Diaz, Adam Studzinski, Brandon Fryer, Connor O'Donnell, not just for today, but for another terrific week. Thanks to our guest today, my idol, Jeff Lagerman, Joe Ostrowski, Kerry Pinkowski, and Kevin Fishbane. Studs, the wall of sound, outstanding as always. It is now time for Spiegel and Holmes. Gentlemen.
Sounding good, men. Welcome to our portion of a Football Friday.
Bears.
I'm so excited for our guest at 2:30 from Men in Blazers, the longtime Bears fan, Roger Bennett. It's just the perfect confluence of characteristics for a Bears in London guest at 2:30 p.m.
And the romance of his relationship with the Bears and his citizenship, I think people will truly appreciate as they start into their weekend.
Totally true. Like the Bears fan origin story, like the whole family was trying to get to Chicago, essentially, and they stopped in Liverpool. From the Ukraine.
That's.
And so, like, they've always had a fondness for Chicago. Like, going back generations. That's like the true origin story. And the dude, he loves the refrigerator. It's like, I can't wait to talk about the mini fridge with Roger Bennett.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time.
Will the mini fridge be making an appearance in said segment?
No.
We should.
No.
You know, it's
no.
a nice idea. No. I enjoyed being in that formation. I enjoyed being in that formation in the studio.
You have the cutaway. You can always
go back to that.
Yeah, just put that slide up there.
So brilliant.
Nobody's going to know when you just have a question.
Well, they'll know now if they're listening.
Don't you think he's getting the ball this weekend? Now, week three of the mini fridge, they've shown formations.
It's set up that way where the first is, okay, you're on an ISO block. Then you're in motion on an ISO block.
Uh-huh.
Now, the next thing is you fake that.
Yep.
And now you end up in a route.
And you're wide open in the end zone.
Mm-hmm. And they throw
or you're like, oh, I missed blocking this guy. I'm so stupid.
Yeah, and then you're spiking all of the air out of the football.
I love that. It's like, oh, I'm so sorry that I missed the guy.
I'm so dumb. Oh, I got to catch.
My arm, it's broken. And now my chest has a football in it.
And when you do realize the importance of William Perry at Wembley in England when they went over there and how what a larger-than-life figure he was, that it would be kind of an
poetic.
An appropriate...
An homage.
Exactly.
From one bridge to another.
Exactly.
And it's wild, too, because that's one of the things that I've been trying to make a point of this week is that there's a lot of Bears fans there from that.
Yeah, that's what Fishbane was saying, too, that he said it's if you let the crowd in the game, it's going to be a Bears crowd.
Did you guys hear, I mentioned it on the show, one of the tweeps tweeted out, because they're in London for the game, that someone like tried to break bad on George yesterday and didn't realize. Remember, we were talking about it.
What happened?
Like, he bumped into according to our listener, he bumped into some Cockney, and the Cockney wanted to make a problem for George, and he didn't realize that George was rolling deep.
Yeah, well, George was trying to clean a chimney on that Cockney's route.
Was it Michael Caine?
No, because all you got to do to get Michael Caine away from you is offer him a movie role.
Right.
Fair.
Does it have to be a good movie?
No.
It could be a good movie, though.
It doesn't have to be.
But it doesn't have to be. Him and Samuel.
One of my favorite days in radio was the day that me and Danny realized that the owners in the NFL had just had a meeting where they split up the world.
Yes.
Like a game of Risk.
You get Germany get Madrid.
They literally handed
came out.
Came
out well in that.
But yeah, they handed out marketing rights. Like Stan Kroenke of the Rams was awarded China. Here you go. But the Bears have the United Kingdom.
Yeah, that's good.
And they have Spain.
Yeah.
So this game in Madrid next year, I'd be surprised, frankly, if the Bears are not in that game.
Wow.
Next year.
Giant game of Risk.
Yeah. I mean, just like the absurdity of being an NFL owner and sitting around. What country do you want? And
country that's what they draft. was it an auction draft? You think?
That's a great question. Like, it was a snake draft. That's how the Bears got UK and Spain.
No, because like China, I would want China.
Yeah, if that's
there's
that
a billion people in China.
I was gonna say economically, yes. Of course that's the top overall pick.
That's the number one pick.
I don't know, but do they give a crap about football?
India is also good.
And if you're not going there, though.
But here's the thing. How many people living in China need to give a crap about football when you compare it to other places? Let's say that only 5% of the population gives a crap.
Exactly.
but it's still worth it.
Run those numbers, Lawrence.
And also, you're like 1,000 years late. If you want to draft Spain and the UK, like if it's the early
1400s. You're about 600 years late.
If it's the early 1400s, you're like, okay, we're set. There's all this uncharted territory. There's all of these random indigenous brown people that we're going to go take everything
from. We'll be able to displace them.
Right. We'll just take it all. So do you have a flag?
I don't know, but like there are actually games already in the UK.
Right.
I mean, like what the Bears
have been for a long time.
Bears are making headway, you know?
It's long overdue.
It is.
And the Eagles get Brazil. Is that what ended up happening?
Is that the Packers?
Because that's where they played, right?
Yeah,
they played in Brazil.
Although,
that's a good question. I wonder how often it correlates to one of the teams having been one of the ones that was awarded the marketing rights.
It feels like Jacksonville got just absolutely screwed on this because they should have the UK.
Well, Shaw does it on his own.
Yeah, like he's got his own individual deals.
Like, yeah. I'm going to get a 2-game deal. But one game. We're over there. Might as well play two. He should take
Pakistan, right?
Well, the Bucks should have. Is Malcolm Glazer still own the Bucks?
He does.
Yeah, and he owns.
He was dead.
The Glazers still own the Bucks. Okay. Yeah. And I forget what soccer team is theirs, what football team is theirs.
Is it Man U?
It's not the Hotspurs.
That was Man U.
It might have been.
Because Kroenke has Arsenal.
Well,
God. Go U guys.
Regardless, this whole divide the world thing
is amazing, isn't it?
I have one question.
Yeah.
Does anyone still play Risk?
I still have it.
When was the last time you broke out Risk?
It's been a long time.
We used to play in college on the original Mac. Because everything would be sped up, and it was all the time. We used to play like Speed Risk all the time on the Mac because it didn't take forever to
Risk
deal out
the cards.
Risk
is like one of the longest games to play.
But every like real old school board game that we grew up with is long.
Yeah.
If you play Monopoly,
it's a long time. Monopoly takes forever.
I thought life was pretty quick.
We all feel that way
as we get older.
You know,
do you remember the job you didn't want to land on?
I can't remember.
Journalist.
Because the pay for journalists, not great.
Doctor, lawyer. Damn it.
Let me just tell you, it's only gotten worse.
I'll tell you what still slaps is sorry. We played.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, yeah, Sorry. The best.
Still Sorry's great. Pretty quick, too.
Yeah, it's quick, but it's like, it's just fun as hell.
It's the design of it.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
No matter how big a lead somebody has, it always comes down to the wire.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chutes and Ladders kind of plays in the same way.
It's kind of like an NFL game.
Wait, isn't Chutes and Ladders like the bane of your, or Candyland is
the
bane
Candyland,
of your
burn it. If you have Candyland, burn it. Never introduce your kids to Candyland.
Now, some people say the same thing about Monopoly because it just causes so much friction in
It's
in
different, though, but it's well-designed. Candyland is an objectively horrible game that never ends. Unless you know, if you have young kids, you have to know how to stack the deck. You have to know how. Otherwise,
I would never buy that particular game for my kid. No.
The only thing worse than playing Candyland is watching the movie Snow White, which is also
never done either of those in a long time.
If you have a little girl and they're in the princess phase when you're doing, especially the second act of Snow White, it is, oh my God, you want to blow your brains out.
Monopoly is a point of romance for me, played late at night in the Spiegel House by the siblings while eating the last of the pecan pie. You know, it's like 12:30.
The what pie?
Pecan pie.
Now you got him. So pecan pie, we're up on that?
It's the best. Number
Say
one.
It one more time.
Number one in the pie draft. Pecan pie.
I love you, Matt Spiegel.
For saying it pecan and not pecan.
Well, that too, but just everything you just said validates
it's number
an
one.
Earlier conversation we had this week where I had to tell people, stop trying to say pumpkin pie is good, sweet potato pie above that, and then pecan pie is my number one king.
Number
of all
one,
kings.
Without a doubt.
I'll fight you on that part. But not even the other part, I think is good.
Wait, which part were you with?
I'm with the sweet potato pie is so much better than pumpkin
Thank
pie.
You.
It does, they should never be mentioned.
No, but
together.
Some people will tell you, oh, they're basically the same.
They are not.
So. No, they're not. I agree with that.
Like, let me know your taste buds have been just completely annihilated.
Bland.
Was it grandma with the pecan tree?
Oh yeah, my grandmother had a pecan tree. She'd be like, you want a pecan pie? Go, you know, crack some pecans.
Oh, right now, grandma.
She's like, yeah.
Absolutely. I'm on it.
That's a beautiful thing. Gentlemen, have a wonderful weekend. We are going to start the show talking about the Bears injury report, because there's some stuff on there. And then we'll talk with Roger Bennett at 2:30. That's next on The Score.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.